This is the Daily Text for February the 16th, 2016. Thank God for Ram. Matthew 1, 3 and 4. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez, the father of Hezron, Hezron, the father of Ram, Ram, the father of Amminadab, Amminadab, the father of Nahshon, Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Consider this. Okay, so this may not be the most interesting tour you've ever been on. That's fine, because it's not a tour. Remember, we are on a pilgrimage, and on pilgrimage every step counts. On a tour, one can hop back on the bus and take a nap while being transported to the next photo-worthy destination. On a pilgrimage, we must come to appreciate the long stretches of what can be arduous miles that at the time seem to carry no apparent relevance to anything. Try Googling the name Ram. You will get all kinds of stuff about computers and trucks and animals, but you will have to scroll through a lot of search pages before you ever come to a character from the Bible. Yet in the scheme of things, Ram matters infinitely more than the way Google will ever even have capacity to remember him. So it is with our lives. Today we encounter 9 strange names, most of whom we don't know and likely never heard of. Let's put this in perspective. Think about your own family tree. If you put yourself in the place of Salmon in today's text, that would make Judah your great-great-great-great-grandfather. Putting it on a rough present-day timeline, if Salmon were born in 2000, that would put Judah back in the period of the American Revolution. Again, roughly in years, the span of time covered by the generations in today's text covers the whole time span of the history of the United States of America as a nation. So what, you may be asking? Just like most of us have no clue about who Perez, Hezron, and Ram were, neither could we list the names of our great-grandparents, much less the names of our great-great-grandparents, or our great-great-great-grandparents. Here's why this matters. While Judah may get the highest name recognition award in today's text, without these 8 other relative unknowns, Judah doesn't matter much. In that sense, the most unknown, unheard of, seemingly also ran ancestor is as important and essential as the most famous and celebrated one. And why? They matter simply because of Jesus. In the same way, and even more so, every successive generation of the followers of Jesus matters even more to the future, simply because of Jesus. For better or worse, the most unremembered generation matters as much to the future as the most celebrated one. We may be living through a long, trackless, uneventful generation in the scheme of history and eternity. Even so, the stakes of our faithfulness to Jesus is as high as ever. Our nameless and unremembered faithfulness, or lack thereof, will matter as much to history as that of Ram, relatively speaking. I'm increasingly convinced that the present generation is passing through one of the great seams of history. I believe we live in a watershed moment where the Spirit-inspired faithfulness of ordinary Christians may prove especially pivotal in whether a great awakening happens in our own time or in the generation coming behind us, or it is delayed for another 100 years. The stakes are high, and yet the stakes have always been high on this pilgrimage to the kingdom of God. While only history will report our legacy, only our bold faithfulness in our brief span of years can determine it. From our limited vantage point, history seems long and life seems short. From the genealogical point of view of the Father, history is short and life is eternal. It's why every single life in every generation matters so greatly. Thank God for Ram. And thank God for you and me. And above all, thank God for Jesus. P.S. For anyone out there who is raising their hand and saying, "But you forgot Tamar," come back tomorrow. The questions. Number one, do you ever think of your life as inconsequential to the outcomes of history? Does this exploration of the genealogy of Jesus encourage you otherwise? Number two, consider Ram. Did you ever imagine you would be thinking about such a character today? Are you prepared to own your own place in the story in a more significant way? And number three, how about the times in which we live? Do you grasp the significance of what is at stake for the present generation and the ones to come behind us? What difference will this make for you today, tomorrow?